This weekend, Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry accused Republicans of trying to suppress the African-American vote in November's election. Kerry told the Congressional Black Caucus he's determined to see that every vote is counted. NPR's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The audience Kerry addressed last night is vital for his campaign. He spoke at the Congressional Black Caucus's annual legislative conference in Washington before movers and shakers in the African American community. These people can help mobilize African American voters who tend to vote Democratic. Kerry suggested that Republicans may try to keep them from casting ballots in November in a repeat of what he says happened in 2000.
What they did in Florida in 2000, some say they may be planning to do this year in battleground states all across this country. Well, we're here to let them know we will fight tooth and nail to make sure that this time every vote is counted and every vote counts.
Republicans categorically reject Kerry's charges. Jennifer Miller-Wise is a spokeswoman for the Bush campaign.
This is just unbelievable, baseless scare tactics by John Kerry. This is what tends to happen when John Kerry falls behind in the polls. He lashes out with just unbelievable attacks. I think that this is just brings us to a whole new low when you look at presidential politics.
Political analyst Larry Sabato does not see Kerry's accusations as a new low in presidential politics, but he does say they're indicative of how tight the race is. Sabato, the director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia, does not believe the Republicans are running a clandestine national campaign to suppress the black vote, but he says there could be Republican freelancers in local communities.
At the local level, party activists, those who are ideologues, those who feel exceptionally strongly about this election. There are many people out there this year who believe that the ends justify the means, and they want their candidate to win, and they're willing to do anything to accomplish it.
For example, Sabato says in Maryland's gubernatorial election 2 years ago, someone distributed flyers in African-American neighborhoods in Baltimore that gave the wrong date for the election and said voters should be sure to pay overdue rent and parking tickets. Because of such incidents and the problems in Florida 4 years ago, many black voters are feeling disenfranchised. According to a poll by Black Entertainment Television and CBS News, 41% of African Americans said they think their votes are less likely to be counted than white voters' ballots. Stuart Rothenberg, editor of the Rothenberg Political Report, says Kerry might have been trying to play on that perceived disenfranchisement with his remarks.
These are core voters, and you got to get them interested, and you got to remind them that the stakes are high. And the stakes are considerable here. A Bush administration and a Kerry administration would have very different policies. But sometimes talking about policy differences doesn't get people all that angry. Sometimes it does. But one way to get them upset is to kind of talk about the make it much more personal.
And judging by the reaction of the crowd to Kerry's remarks, if this was his strategy, it worked. Nancy Marshall-Genzer, NPR News, Washington.